have a very strange story of how a Chinese boy was saved today. There was a boy named Lo King. He was a young man, really, a Chinese fellow, and he was saved, and he was a member of a flying club during the Second World War, just a very young man. And he had left his ancestors' religion and become a Christian. And he fell among the Japs as a prisoner, and they put him in a prison. And he was in prison for a long time. And he had a Chinese friend in the next cell to him, but they couldn't see one another. All they could do was talk through the keyhole of the door that separated the two cells. And they used the Morse code to do that, and they tapped out messages back and forth. Both knew the code. Well, one day, Locke's friend, Ching, tapped that he wasn't feeling so well. So Locke tapped back, "If you're sad, pray to God." And then his friend tapped back, "I don't know what you mean. I don't know how to pray." "Well, pray to the God of heaven," Locke said, "and tell him how you feel." "Well, I don't know the God of heaven," Ching said. So Locke, through the keyhole, tapped out little by little the message of salvation to the Morse code. It wasn't long before Ching trusted the Lord Jesus as his Savior. He was saved through the keyhole. And he opened his heart to the Lord, and that prison that was so full of sadness, sad circumstances, became a real place of happiness for two Chinese young men that knew the Lord, and they could talk back and forth about the Savior. It wasn't long after when a preacher come preaching in that area, and he spoke on a text, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wondrous things among you." And the parents of that young man claimed that promise, that tomorrow God was going to do wonderful things for them. And sure enough, Ching and Locke were both released from the prison the next day. And they went on to spread the gospel in their own native tongue to many Chinese people that they might be saved. I hope you're saved today. If you've never trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, do it and be saved today. Tomorrow could be too late.